Good morning.
Hello, UCC FM.
Welcome back.
We're back. we're absolutely sweaty.
We actually went to the merry day and we booted it up in here.
I broke more of a sweat bloody walking up here than in the merry day. Because we were just strolling away and then we were like, sure. Just legged it.
Yeah.
But anyway, happy Tuesday. It is great to be back another week.
Last week was the most chaotic week ever.
Yeah, since last Tuesday, lads, we've lived a thousand lives, really, actually. Yeah. I think the main event is cap ball.
Yeah, our school had a 50th anniversary ball. And we were the youngest there by about, I'm going to be kind and say 10 years.
10 years. Ah, to be fair, the dips and stuff were there too.
Yeah, to be fair.
Yeah, but
Langers. Like, Langers, yeah. Is all I'm going to say.
Oh, we got absolutely hammered. And I finished work at 4:30 and I went straight home and I just had like a major wardrobe malfunction. And then, so I arrived to Pink's really late. I like necked 3/4 of a bottle of Prosecco in like 20 minutes. I was flaming getting there. And then there was a Prosecco on arrival.
Yeah.
Free wine. Like,
it's dodgy.
Dodgy stuff.
Dodgy stuff.
But we actually, it was such a special night, I think.
Yeah, it was, to be fair.
Because I think as well, our year in particular, like, it was always spoken like, very highly of. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, even just the teachers are so happy to see us. And
yeah.
It's so much fun. And, like, my uncle organised the event. So, it was one of the organisers for the event. So, it was a very special night, I have to say. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah. I also went to Waterford Rag on Wednesday. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that happened as well.
It's the weirdest county ever. Like, their culture is just so, like, their college culture is so different to ours.
In what sense?
Like I'm not condoning vaping or anything, but it was like, when somebody had a vape.
Oh.
Which is, like, so weird in Cork, because, like, everyone and their mother has one.
Has a vape hanging out of their mouth.
Yeah, like, my friend had one, and his roommate, he lives there, like, and his roommate was like, oh, is that him with a vape in his hand? And all his friends were like scandalized. And you look around like the smoking area and nobody was vaping or anything.
What?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Which was like so, I know, it is good, like.
Yeah.
It is good, but in comparison to Cork, very kind of quieter.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's strange. Strange out.
It looked whacked of, man.
Yeah. Factory in Waterford is actually so cool. It's a proper rave, like.
Yeah, like, I feel I think the bars in Cork are top tier.
Yeah.
Like, I really enjoy going out at, like, 7:00 and, like, going to a few bars.
Yeah.
Like, I think the bars in Cork are fantastic top tier.
Yeah, they
are. We're lacking late night venues. Like, yeah. It just has to be said.
Factory was unreal. It was proper rave lights. It was really, really well done. And then the smoke area was another DJ with kind of like popular songs. So it was like things for everyone. Like, do you know what I mean?
I think we're really lacking that here, to be honest.
Oh, we so are. Because I was like, this is amazing. And my friend was like, oh, to be fair, it's not usually that good. It's just because it's Ragway. But it's way better than Cork in that sense. So we're lacking that, like.
Because, like there's voodoo.
Yeah.
I just hate how crowded voodoo gets, that's all. The garden. Again, the garden doesn't even feel like a club.
No, it doesn't.
Because there's no, like, it's literally just a red light.
Like, there's nowhere where you can just go and vibe to the music.
Yeah, no. I do love Dwyer's. I know it's not, like.
Yeah, I just wish we had a club, like.
Yeah, we just don't have, like, a proper club in my eyes. Like, there is voodoo, but, like.
They don't play club music.
Oh, my God. I need to tell you who's working in voodoo in a minute.
I feel like when I go to voodoo, it's a cool venue.
Yeah.
But they don't actually play club music.
No.
Like, it's just the kind of popular hits. Like, this is all, like, Handalang, BLK, yeah. like all that kind of buzz.
Yeah, and then, yeah, we just don't have that.
No,
here,
we don't. I did get boxed in the eye by a bouncer, though. Yeah. Well, what? It was on my private story.
I didn't realise it was a bouncer.
Yeah, we got onto the dance floor. Like we
Was
are
it
the
by
edge.
Accident, like?
I don't know. I still don't know. We were on the dance floor with drinks. And he was like, no drinks on the dance floor. And we were like, okay, okay. And obviously took us a bit to kind of shove off the dance floor because yeah. it was so busy. And then he just starts like flaining his arms around and like shoving us. And his elbow like boxed me into the eye. I couldn't open my eye for like 45 minutes. And he was Jeez. Mortified. He was like...
okay.
Yeah.
Bring your case again.
Yeah.
what else happened this week? That's kind of it. Really, they're kind of like a main
In
event.
The space of between last Tuesday and this Tuesday, I rushed two assignments, went to Waterford and back, worked, went to the Colossal Ball, had a flu. Oh my God.
That's college for you. You actually lived a thousand lives. In one day, you could live a thousand lives.
Yeah.
Like, it's as simple as that. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, even now, like, today, right? I was a chauffeur, I was a gym girl, I'm now a radio girl. Gonna be a college girl there in about 40 minutes because I have a tutorial I need to run to. Like, then I'm momming because I'm picking my sisters up from school. Like, you Chaos. Live a thousand lives. Yeah. You live a thousand lives.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, the Colossal Ball is just so special.
Yeah.
I was so happy we went because I was very nervous. I think, like, my fear was is that, like, you know, when you go back to something like that and you're going back to like a different stage in your life, but it just felt more like of a celebration rather than like being sad.
Oh my God, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It did make me like think about life though.
It did, yeah.
Because at one stage of Prince, I was like, ha, the 100-year anniversary day, we'd be 70.
Yeah.
And I was like, we still be prinking, I still get my mum to drop me. And then I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to be 70.
Yeah, everyone who's probably there the other night is probably.
Yeah, it really made me like deep things.
Yeah, it's mad.
So
anyway, the theme of this week is.
What do you want, Grandma?
Yeah. magic, the universe, and star signs. I could talk about this for days.
Yeah, I used to be a proper crystal star sign girly.
You did, yeah. You had the incense, like, you were...
Oh, yeah, no, like, that was probably a bad response to, like, mental health, but, like...
What still?
We were in COVID.
Yeah, allow. I feel like every girl somehow has resorted to a crystal at some stage.
Yeah, like let's, you know...
Sorry, I'm just calling everyone out, like...
And nothing comes from a good place with that.
Yeah, yeah. So, starting with our star signs, I'm a Cancer.
I'm a Leo.
My star sign turned through, I think.
Oh, I was born to be a Leo.
Yeah, and I was born to be a Cancer.
Yeah.
There's, like, no two ways about it. Like, do you follow Glossy Zodiac on Instagram?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Like, anytime, like, I'm like, that's accurate.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. No, I'm... 100% a Cancer.
100%.
Yeah.
My co-star actually came up this morning already as yours. If you don't have co-star, download it because it's so good. My co-star today, based on my horoscope, is you don't need to prove yourself to strangers. And I kind of resonate with that.
I like that. I don't think mine's come out yet.
Yeah, it comes at different times.
Yeah, mine hasn't come out yet. Seriously, got me to download Coaster.
It's amazing.
So, some days it's amazing, and other days it's like, you're going to meet the love of your life today. And I'm like there, sitting in the library, just looking at my library crush and being like, so, when are you going to ask me? So some days I'm like, yeah, and then other days it's actually a tiny bit damaging.
Days I have to like sit down after my Coaster. I'm like, how do they know?
Yeah. Okay, traits of a Leo woman. Loyal. You're extremely loyal.
I'm loyal, babes.
You're loyal. Creative. Yeah.
Yeah.
Confident. Yeah. Passionate. Yeah. Generous. Yeah. I'd say all those things are natural leader.
Oh, yeah. That was like the one thing my whole life.
And loving. You're...
That's like a positive and negative thing of being a natural leader.
Yeah. No. You're a star who shines wherever she goes. I think that's very, like, you're an extremely loyal friend. Like, that's one of favourite, like, things about you, is that you're extremely, extremely loyal.
Thank you.
My turn. Traits of Cancer. Sensitive.
Sensitive. Being sensitive is not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing.
I've been sensitive my whole life. It's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. I think for me, in terms of sensitivity, I've gotten better at it, but I used to, like, get really upset if someone were to have, like, a bad... I take things very personally. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Caring. Well, emotional. Okay, grand. Sensitive and emotional. Yeah, fair. Gets hurt easily. Fuck, why is mine really mean? Loving, thank God.
Yeah.
Protective.
Yeah.
Yeah. Psychic?
I thought you were going to say psycho.
That too, probably. Is that psychic? P-S-Y-C-H-I-C.
Yeah, psychic.
Psychic. Absolutely. Actually, to be fair, I've a very good gut instinct.
I'm a bit psychic as well. I've predicted a few things.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say which.
Yeah. The personality of a Cancer woman, your personality is selfless, nurturing and devoted. You arm yourself with love, strong enough to look not only yourself, but everyone else.
I feel like quite often Cancer is kind of portrayed as like sadness and inside out.
Yeah.
But it's just not that.
Yeah. When you first... Oh, this is fairly accurate. When you first meet someone, your emotions might control you. That's a call out, man. That's a call out. But anyway, mine's fairly... That's fairly accurate.
Yeah, you're a water sign, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, see.
What's Leo again?
Fire.
Fire, yeah.
I feel like we're very much fire and water.
I like that, though. Yeah. I like that. Like, this is just a couple of examples now from Glossy Zodiac. Guys, follow Glossy Zodiac. It's bloody brilliant, like. A Cancer. Being shy at first, but funny once they're comfortable. Catching feelings way too fast. And then it's that one. The baggage. A Leo. Confidence that no one can match. And then doing the opposite of what they're told.
Oh my God. That's too true.
Then we have water sign culture, sleeping until 4 p.m. That's such a lie. I'm an early bird.
You're not that.
That's falling in love with fictional characters. Yep.
Anthony Bridgerton.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I was watching the Brits the other night.
Yeah.
Well done, Ray. She won like 7 awards.
Slay.
And Jonathan Bailey came on the stage to present an award, and God.
When Wicked comes out. We're gonna have to make a day of that. Like.
Yeah, we have to. We have to wear all green and all.
We have to, like, we need, and we'll bring like Prosecco to the cinema. Yeah. Like, we're making a day of that.
Yeah.
One
of us should be Glinda and Elphaba.
Oh, that'd be so cute, actually.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, we'll do that. Oh, but Jonathan Bailey, man. I was in love with him in 6 Shirt. Like, I was like, lads, I was like, people would like send me like TikTok edits, like if I was having a bad day of
I'm
Jonathan Bailey,
because like I spotted him in season 1 but he didn't get that much airtime.
Yeah,
but the amount of times I've watched season 2 is just insane.
When I'm feeling like sad, I'm like, gotta watch it.
Yeah,
more water sign culture, wearing their mood on their face. Yeah, I feel I have a very
expressive
face, taking screenshots of everything. Yeah, and Corey Doherty does that too, so I'm calling you out. Reading people like a book.
Yeah.
Okay. Fire sign culture. Talking with their hands.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. Getting bored easily. Going from 0 to 100 really fast.
Oh, God, yeah. I get very angry very fast.
Yeah. Yeah, I would. Yeah, and you can be like reactive as well.
Yeah.
You know? Laughing at the worst times.
Oh my God, at the ball.
I can't not laugh. like when Saoirse starts laughing because you have such a contagious laugh.
At the ball, there was like speakers on it, like obviously the principal, ex-principal, whatever. And there was like a slideshow coming up of pictures. And anyway, Bertie Ahern's visit to Colossa comes up and I was like, Birthday! And we all started laughing then.
Birthday!
Oh, we just couldn't stop laughing and like it wasn't appropriate at all.
Far from it, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, I just love Glossy Zodiac. Like, another one is the Cancer, the overwhelming urge to cry in public for no reason. Then Leo, fear of never achieving their goals. And then it's the one from Lilo and Stitch.
That is so true. Arts degree.
Yeah. And I also, like, I'm a believer in, like, star sign compatibility.
Yeah. I don't know if I am.
I think I am.
Well, I know that, like, fire and fire can't go out because it's too butt heads. And I know water. I don't think both signs can, like, water and water and air and air.
Yeah.
So because, fair. You know, yeah. Well, it's two emotional people when they're two waters. Yeah.
I think romantically, my star sign I'm most compatible with is a Virgo.
Mm.
As far as I'm aware, the last time I Googled it. Now, like, I'm not going to lie to you guys and I'm going to expose myself here. I check on Snapchat how compatible my star signs are.
Girl.
I'm sorry. But, like, it's just funny, like. But, even, like, as well, like, being a water sign, like, I have such a strong connection to the ocean.
Yeah.
Like, I love, like, the sea. I love swimming in the sea.
Yeah.
Like, I feel calm when I'm by the sea.
Yeah.
So, like, I definitely, like, resonate with being a water sign. I just feel, like, such a strong connection to the ocean.
No, I get that.
Do you know? I'm just like, yeah, like... Well, no, star signs, like, are 100% a thing, like.
Oh, 100%. I generally don't get along with... A lot of people I do get along with are Cancers. Like, I get on really, really well with Cancers and Geminis.
Yeah.
And I generally don't get along with Virgos. I kind of butt heads with Virgos for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people who I haven't liked in the past are Virgos.
So fair. Yeah. It is a thing, I'm sorry, like.
Oh, 100%, because my mum's an Aries, which is also a fire sign, and we get very heated with each other, like. So but then fair. We're best friends the next day.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah, yeah. I see your mum actually has...
an Aries, yeah.
An Aries, now that you say it.
Strong-minded.
Yeah. Tina's just the queen.
What's your mum?
My mum is...
Let me guess.
Hang on there now.
Oh, wait, it was the other week, was it? So she's a Capricorn or Aquarius?
I think she's Aquarius.
Or Pisces.
Aquarius, yeah.
Interesting.
What's the traits of Aquarius again?
That's what Corey and Emma are, if you're listening.
Aquarius traits. Independent. Unpredictable. Assertive, easygoing, friendly, free-spirited. That's, yeah.
Mm.
Fairly accurate, I'd say. I could read star signs all day.
Same.
All day.
I love them.
So, on that note, we're going to take a little break.
Mm-hmm.
And... Bit of Taylor, sorry.
Send me
boop, boop.
So I got a little bit of tea.
Yeah.
So the next thing we're going to talk about is the universe. Kind of like manifestation, the stars, the moon, the tides.
This brings me back to when I used to like, used to like charge my crystals under the moon and like sit in my bed and like manifest.
So it's a thing.
Yeah. Well, it never worked for me and I did it for ages. So I gave up.
That's so fair. No, I can't say I've done the whole crystal thing. I have two crystals my mom gave me. All right. But I actually don't know where they are. I put them in like... No, actually, in saying that, right, I remember one day I had like a period from the depths of hell on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just in like agony.
Yeah.
And Faye, who's like mad into crystals, like got a crystal like set or a couple of crystals for Christmas or whatever. She put this one crystal on my belly. It was like a healing crystal or something like that, and it worked. My cramps went away.
That's insane. Yeah, I do believe in crystals. I think.
Yeah,
I heavily. I don't know.
Do think like certain objects can like obtain like an energy.
Yeah, well, people feel the different ways about things. Like, yeah, people feel like that about a cross. People feel about that like a Buddha.
Yeah.
If crystals are your thing, it's your thing.
It's your thing. Now, I can't say I have any other experience with crystals other than one day they saved me from the worst period cramps known to man. But I do believe in the moon.
Oh, like, the moon is real.
The moon is real. Sorry, gals. Like, when that full moon hits, anytime I've gone out drinking on a full moon, shit hit the fan.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same. And, like, apparently a lot of people who work in, like, the mental health, like... industry and like mental health hospitals say like on a full moon, like again, everything hits
well, like if it affects the tides so much,
yeah,
how doesn't it affect us? Like, I don't know how people don't believe that the moon affects us.
We are made
like,
of
the energy for it to draw the tides in and out and in and out, like
like we're made of water, guys.
Yeah,
there's, I forget the percentage or
like,
whatever, but
it's a really high percentage.
It's it's high enough, like
between
like
60 and 70 or something like that.
So it's a thing.
So I'm like, how do you not believe?
Yeah, and as well, like I don't sleep on a full moon. I don't sleep properly on full. I went down to like there was a full moon recently, and like I was working the next day, and I went down, and one of the lads were like, oh, like, did you do anything this evening? Last night, I was like, no, actually, I didn't. I'm absolutely wrecked. Like, I was like, I didn't sleep. And they're like, oh, like, I was like, it was full moon last night. And they're like, I was like, it's a thing.
Yeah.
I was like, track your sleeping pattern on a full moon because
it's insane.
It's a thing. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Now, manifestations.
It never works for me.
I've been manifesting a lot of. No, it has worked. It has where I can't decide whether it's worked for me or have I made it work for me.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I was manifesting I'd pass my exams at Christmas. Or did I just make that happen myself? Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
I think it's nice to say something to yourself. Like, I will do good in this.
Yeah, I think like good affirmations are good because like if you don't believe in yourself, no one else is going to do it. And if you don't have that self-confidence, you're not going to perform well.
Mm.
So... I think like that's why like I think good affirmations like, and I think even as well, like getting up in the morning and just being like, you know what, today's gonna be a good day. Like just having that mentality going into the day. Yeah, like you might have like a couple of bumps in your day, but they're not gonna feel as bad because you started off on like a positive note.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's more like of a mental game in terms of affirmations. Manifestation. Guys, there's a lot of stuff I've manifested and they're yet to work out, to be honest with you.
I think it's a load of BS. And coming from somebody who's really into spirituality, that's the one thing.
Yeah.
If you're not going to act on something, it's not going to happen. Mm. So, and people are like, oh, I manifested this. And I'm like, no, because it was already in the works. Like,
yeah. No. In saying that, this is me and my little delusional ass, right? Not gonna say when or where or whatever, but I'll tell you after this. I just want it on air. Okay. I was on an excursion, and it was like the night time, and I was looking up at the stars, and I was like doing a bit of manifesting, trying to manifest anyway. And I was like, do you know what? I was like, if manifestation is real, when I go for food after this, the person I want to see is going to be in the restaurant. And then, right?
Yeah, but I just...
And then he, like, the person was there.
I think that's coincidence.
Yeah, probably was, to be honest, like, let's be real. And to be fair, the restaurant we went to, like, that's where, like, literally everyone goes. So, like...
Yeah.
Like, we went to Roosters in Douglas, like, that's where everyone goes.
Yeah, and is he from Douglas?
I'm not saying where he's from. I'll tell you after this.
Yeah, well, if he's from Douglas, then, like, it's just coincidence.
Yeah, probably just coincidence.
But, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I did believe in manifestation at one point in my life, but...
Yeah, I believe in good affirmations, and I believe in, like... having a positive mindset creates, like, because if you're positive about something, you're going to act in a positive way.
Yeah.
And you're not going to bring negativity towards something.
Like, if you walk down to the bus in the morning or whatever, and you're like, this is going to be a bad day, it's going to be a bad day.
Yeah, because you're acting as if it's already a bad day and the day hasn't even started. So.
Yeah.
You know?
I think manifestation is such a dangerous culture, because there's people on TikTok like being like, you can manifest $10,000 to like poor people.
And the tarot card readings, they're thinking about you. Or
I don't know how I feel about them.
Yeah. No.
They always come off my for you page when I'm in the worst headspace. Oh, and they're like, good things are coming.
And I'm like
please, 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 please.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what I like what you say, like, nothing's going to happen unless you act on it in some shape or form. Like, even, like, let's say if you're manifesting, like, like, romance with a person. Nothing's going to happen unless you're out and you have the balls to make the move and be like, hi. Or, like, request someone on Instagram. Do you know what I mean? So, like, I get what you mean in the sense that, like, nothing's going to happen unless you... actively do something to, because like if you sit back on your couch and be like, oh, like I'm gonna,
like if you're gonna say, oh, I'm gonna get a 1-1 on my exams
and sit back and do absolutely
and do nothing and just say, oh no, I manifested it, like I just, in that sense, it's just
not it, like. So I do believe in good affirmations and good vibes, because I do believe, you know, what energy you put out, you also attract it. So I believe in that, but I don't believe in like me saying three times, I'm gonna marry Barry Cohen. I'm gonna marry Barry Cohen. Like,
that's just not gonna happen, is it? Like, I pure used to like write out stuff like 100 times.
I did that, and what is it like? On a lunar eclipse, or, you know, there's like some time in the summer when the Lion's Gate portal or some kind of ball.
The full moon in Leo.
Yeah, and I remember doing that, and I was like, da 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 da, I'm gonna like marry this person, and I'm gonna like do well in this exam, and yet to happen. So yeah, be careful what you
wish for
and manifest for.
Well, there's things that I've wished for in the past and now I have, and I'm like, oh. Mm-mm.
Yeah, exactly. But I think, like you said, you were probably subconsciously acting in a way that those things were going to come, make them come true.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know?
So, it's a funny one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be careful what you wish for.
Be careful what you wish for, guys. So, on that note, we're going to take a cheeky little ad break and another sound break, and we'll be back to you in a minute. You love it how I move you. You love it how I touch you, my one. When all is said and done, you will believe God is a woman. And I feel it after midnight, a feeling that you can't fight, my one. It lingers when we're done, you will believe God is a woman. I don't wanna waste no time, you ain't got a one-track mind. I'm sorry, like that, like God as well. At the end, I'm like,
I'm so excited for the Wicked movie.
Oh, it's gonna be fantastic. It's gonna be great. So, we're gonna finish off today's discussion on superstitions.
Yeah,
very superstitious.
I am very superstitious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like believe all of them. Like I actually do.
Yeah. The opening, I feel like the, is the opening an umbrella inside a superstition? Because I actually think it's just more people created that superstition because it's a health and safety hazard.
Because it's annoying.
Because it's annoying and a health and safety hazard. Sorry. Just,
no, I think it's just like, oh, you're letting the outside in.
Yeah, true, actually. The umbrella, I wouldn't put an umbrella up inside, but I'm yet to determine whether I think it's bad luck or not.
Magpies, I wave them from miles away.
I'm like, hi girl, I'm Cyrus. Hiya. And when I see two magpies, I'm like, today's going to be a good day.
One day I saw six, two for joys.
Did anything special happen that day?
Not yet.
No, oh,
it
great.
Was like 2 weeks ago.
It's pending.
And one of them though, I might have broken it because it was during my driving lesson and I was driving down the dual carriageway. Yeah. Do you know when you're merging down the hill? And he was like, speed up, speed up, speed up, speed up. And I saw two magpies. And he was like, get your foot on the accelerator. And I was like, I couldn't wave
at the
girls.
Let me wave at the girls.
me like breaking on the dual carriageway. 2 seconds there.
She's like, I'm just waving at the magpies there. Give me a minute.
He threw me out of the car, he'd say.
I believe in magpies as well. Yeah.
They're probably my biggest one.
Yeah.
And robins, I think they're angels.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Because like, they keep you getting pure ballsy. They come very close to robins. Yeah. Fair play to them, so that's why I think it's someone else. And I know when my granddad passed away last year, I don't know, there was something like going on at home that like mom wanted to go well or something like that. I can't even remember what it was, but like she was like at the window and she was like, oh, like dad, like show me a sign, like today's gonna be a good day. And Robin just propped on the window.
I so believe in them.
Yeah, oh yeah, I do too.
There was 1 week last year where I felt so shaky. I think it was around exam season and I saw robins everywhere I went. Yeah. Like when I visited you in work, when I used to be walking
down
the...
Remember that robin in work? He's not there anymore. He's not there anymore. God, like there was this robin who would fly into the like coffee truck. As in, like, he would fly in and he'd
he
like...
He was brazen
out. He was brazen.
And he was as fat as a fool, God love
like,
him.
Oh, like, because we'd feed him only. He was fat, he was chubby.
My granddad's quite a big man, so every time we see a fat robin, we're like, that's granddad's him.
Yeah, like, it was like, it was actually like...
Yeah.
How close you get, it was actually so funny. No, I believe in robins too.
Mm-hmm.
Another one...
Walking under a ladder.
Again, I wouldn't do it, like, but is that just a health and safety hazard?
Yeah, I suppose, like, they could have came from there.
Yeah.
But I just, oh, it gives it heebie-jeebies, like.
Yeah. Breaking mirrors, I believe in that.
Oh, God,
I'd be scared shitless as well. One of my mirrors broke, like.
Yeah.
Tossing spilled salt over a shoulder. That's such an Irish mam thing, I'd say.
Yeah. It's for good luck, isn't it?
Isn't it? Is it your left or your right shoulder?
Your left, I think, because it's your heart.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know, is this religion, but in my family, the night before our wedding, the child of Prague is out in the garden for a sunny day.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. It always works.
Yeah. What? Knocking on wood. Yeah. Not jinxing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're just like.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah. Or like crossing your fingers.
You're like, oh, if this happens, and you're like, ooh.
Do you believe in the crossing fingers? Oh, but if always, you cross two, it's bad luck.
I always cross my fingers.
Yeah.
Don't go into an exam, I always cross my fingers.
Yeah. What other ones do we have here?
The clatter ring.
Yeah, I don't. I stop wearing mine.
I believe in it.
Yeah, I stop wearing
There's
mine.
There's rules to it, girls.
Yeah, I stop wearing mine. I'm not going to lie to you. I was like, it's too embarrassing having everyone know my relationship.
But it's just so.
What is there another? I'm unaware of like the clatter.
Well, like this is means I'm single because the heart is going out.
Yeah.
If I turn it in, I am in a relationship.
Yeah.
Then if I can switch it to my engagement ring as a promise ring.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I can switch it out if I'm about to get married. I have a clatter tattoo. I love the clatter.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah. I really like it. I actually need to find my clatter ring because I got one in Dingle like years ago and I think it's in my jewellery box at home.
Yeah.
Must have a look.
I feel like Irish people in general are very superstitious. I don't know, is it off the back of religion?
Yeah.
Let me look up Irish.
Lucky horseshoe. I've never found a horseshoe, so maybe if I did find one, it would actually be lucky.
We have horseshoes all over our houses in our family. And it has to be facing, like, it has to be...
Yeah.
Like, up.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it. Like a U.
Yeah.
Because you're letting the luck go in.
Okay.
And if you hang it up upside down, you're pouring out the luck.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Entiendo.
Oh, I get this. Do you want to get a shiver, an itchy nose?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, somebody's talking about me.
Yeah, that's definitely a thing.
New shoes on the table, not allowed.
No, not allowed. No, I refuse. But no, any shoe or like anything like...
No.
If like my, if I put my bag on the table and the shoes in my back, no, just no.
No.
Absolutely not. Certain numbers, 13 being an unlucky number.
I don't believe in that.
No, but I do believe 7's my lucky number.
11's mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do believe in 7 being my lucky number because I was born on the 7th of the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
£7.7. Now, my whole life I've been kind of told a lie because I was told I was born at 7 minutes past 7, right? Lucy looks on her birth cert there about 2 years ago for some sort of document or like. And what time was I born at? 6:59.
Scandal!
I went ballistic. I was like... I was telling everyone for years that I was born at 7 minutes past 7. 6:59. Isn't that rude, like?
Rude.
Rude. And I remember then when I was, like, younger, I tell people I was born in 2007.
Girl.
I remember, like, in senior infants, I'd be like, yeah, like, I was born on the 7th of 7, 2007. And everyone's like, so you're one. I was like, what the hell?
I'm reading all these like Irish superstitions and I'm like, Chris, I'm very superstitious.
Yeah, oh,
like if you find a penny, I always pick it up and like
spit on it. Yeah, I'm the same.
When your nose is itchy, it's a sign of a fight to come.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Christ. Another one is, you know, like when your ear gets hot, that someone's talking about you.
Some people get a shiver and they're like, oh, geez, someone's dancing on my grave.
Yeah. I kind of believe in all of these. Jesus, I might want to believe.
Having a bird poo on you is good luck.
A bird chat on my car the other day. Nothing has happened since. It's a bit of a pain in the ass to clean.
Oh my God, did you know that a cross on soda bread lets the devil out?
Oh. That's such an Irish thing, isn't
that's
it?
That's so Irish.
Like even just...
Jesus, put the cross on it.
Just even soda bread. That's so Irish, man. That is so, so Irish.
Yeah, I'm very superstitious.
Step on a crack, break your mother's back. That's not a thing.
Oh, I know a few people who believe that.
Really?
Yeah. Jesus, imagine if you were down Dingleport doing this. Look. When a fisherman is boarding the boat, throw a piece of coal at them for good luck. Imagine
Yo, bye.
Heads.
I'm going to sit there with Dingo and see how that goes down. See how that goes down.
They're just going to be like, okay. Oh, man, that's a very fun discussion, I have to say.
Yeah.
I really liked that.
Don't enter one door and exit out another.
I do that all the time. That's not a thing. No, that's
if your husband or wife is leaving, throw a boot or a shoe after them and you'll live together forever.
Jesus, I'll start doing that.
Boot.
Coming from divorced parents, I'm just going to be like, baying the shoes after.
Baying the dock at them.
Heads there. Then, like, husband gets a concussion, so he.
We're going to live together forever.
Oh, guys. So we're coming up on the air once again.
Yeah.
Gotta cut it short, a couple of minutes short, because Lucy has a tutorial. So, boo college, boo, boo.
We love you, Cici. We love you, Cici.
Record tutorials. So, that's kind of it, really.
I also copped last week. It was Shocked in the Gaelic, and we didn't do an Irish episode.
Is that last week?
Yeah.
Sugar. We might do
one. We might do one.
We might do a Gaelic ep next week.
If
yeah,
we,
leave yeah. that with us. Leave that with us. All right, guys. Slán Thomas.
Slán go fóill.
Bíggí Lord Asquith.
Bíggí Lord Asquith.
No, bí, bé, no.
Bíggí Lord Asquith.
Bíggí Lord Asquith. Talk to you next week. Bye, guys.
Slán.